the following year in districts. Could we see something again like that this year? I certainly see it.
I think it's possible. And that's how programs kind of turn on a dime. You know, USA was the hunter, and Bad Axe was the hunted. And eventually USA did finally catch Bad Axe. But now you have the scripts are flipped a little bit and everything. You know, Bad Axe is a nice program. I'm seeing some really nice things out of their JV. Good kids coming up. And all it takes is this one victory to go ahead and become the catalyst for an avalanche. And it could happen.
It was in 2016 when Bad Axe beat USA twice in the regular season. Then when it came to the district final in overtime, Aaron Sines and the USA Patriots took out Bad Axe 50-47. That was the undefeated season for the Bad Axe Hatchets. And so it could be the complete opposite this year.
And I still think Morneau will hit the three.
Well, that's TBD still at this point, John. But still, unbelievable game between these two opponents and two rivalries, two rivals in the West. It does not get any closer than this. Just down to the very end, a gut-wrenching loss for the Bad Axe Hatchets, but certainly a lot of great things for the blue and gold.
A lot of effort out there, and you know, hats off to the Patriots. They walk into a very tough environment, and they pull out a one-point victory. Hats off to the Hatchets, because, again, this is not over.
John Mooney, final thoughts here from Bad Axe.
My final thoughts is that if every game finished like this, you know, we're going to be in for a real entertaining rest of the season. And remember, this is just January. So we still have another month to go as far as the regular season is concerned. Then we have districts after that. There's a lot of basketball to be played.
All right, we have Paul P. Adams here standing by. Paul, well, you'll just stay right there. You'll be okay. What do you got for us?
So I was just in the USA locker room with the officials.
Okay.
And the controversial shot that was waved off should have never counted in the first place. They should have never even got to that. As soon as that ball hits the rim, that is a turnover that the refs missed. So they acknowledged that in the locker room. So Bad Axe fans should sit a little easier tonight. That shot should have never counted. It should have never got there. As soon as it hit the rim, that was a turnover. It should have been USA's ball.
So that's kind of what we were discussing, John, at the very end of the game there. Thank you, Paul, for that insight, talking with the officials there. That certainly clears things up a little bit for us. Paul B. Adams, sports editor of the Huron County View. Of course, you'll see an entire recap of this one in the Huron County View in paper form on Thursday, but then also online in other formats as well. Thank you, Paul P. Adams. So, John, kind of exactly what we said there. It was a perfect shot from Jack Clancy. Unfortunately, it was a pass and not a shot.
It just needed to be about maybe 3 inches shorter.
And be in bounds.
The hands were right there.
Yes. Yes.
And it was ready to be tipped, and who knows, you know.
So anyway, we cut you off. Final thoughts here from Bad Axe.
Yeah, my final thoughts is that you can't watch a better game than this. And so we're just going to go ahead and move on to the next ball game that we do, and that is going to be
Cassidy at Bad Axe.
Yes, that ought to be a good one, too. Cassidy has been doing some improvements this year. They've got an exchange student from the Netherlands,
The 6'4" Dutchman, yes. Tom Reischauer.
And so, the rest of the team is playing around really, really well with them and everything. It's starting to mesh for Cass City. So I'm excited to see how that all is going to work out.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, DS Services of Cass City, the Huron Daily Tribune, Holcolor Propane, More Motors of Caro, and More Shoreline of Sebring, North Star Bank, D&M Cabinet Shop, Valley Enterprise, USA Schools, Bayport State Bank, and Sure Health, better life, are you sure? So on behalf of John Mooney, in-game analysis, I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game. We certainly did. It was a thriller from start to finish. We had 4 lead changes, 1 tie when all said and done. Came down to the final shot, and USA victorious by 1 point, 42-41 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. Our next broadcast, like John said, Cass City at Bad Axe, right in the same exact spot a week from tonight, February 7th. Turn the calendars to the second month of the year in 2020, and hopefully we'll have just as clear a vision. Cass City at Bad Axe in a Greertham West showdown a week from tonight on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. USA remains in first place, tied with Reese. Bad Axe falls for the second time this week. losing by just 1 point again. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on air a week from tonight. A doubleheader week was a thriller. We saw Reese in USA on Wednesday, USA in Bannex tonight. The Wild West holding true to its name, a wild, wild west, and we should have a great finish. Final score, USA 42, Bannex 41 in your Harwood home for high school hoops. The WLEW Sports Network being powered by Anger Valley Services. Want to listen to this game again? It's in podcast form on iTunes. So long.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services, on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your hardwood home for high school hoops is the WLEW Sports Network.